Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Now we're turning our attention to our GROW model, and today and this week we'll be talking about cancer, and understanding cancer will be our focus for today. And I must tell you, we have always been told, since cancer is a word that everyone is afraid of, it carries fear, but we're always encouraged to know more about cancer because knowledge brings power, right? Well, understanding what cancer is, how it develops, and how it affects the body can help us make informed choices about prevention, early detection, and treatment. And that's why we decided to invite our guest for this week, Dr. Judith Mwansa Gambwafwile. Good afternoon to you, Doctor, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, listeners. Thank you for having me.
Doctor, we're talking about cancer. What exactly is cancer, and how does it develop in the body?
Thank you. Yeah, so cancer is a word, you know, that we all fear, but I think knowledge is power. It brings power. So it's important to know what exactly cancer is. It's a disease where, you know, the cells of the body, they start growing out of control. So normally our cells are growing every day, and that's why we're not the same size that we were when we were born. So cells divide for us to grow, and cells of different parts of the body, different organs do that. So when you have a particular part of the body, the cells of a particular part of the body, they stop growing the way they should be growing, where they start growing out of proportion, and they can spread to other parts of the body. That's what you would term a cancerous kind of division.
Right. So what are the most common types of cancer, and how do they differ?
So in terms of cancer, so globally, we've got the WHO, the World Health Organization, and according to the World Health Organization, they pick the top cancers as breast cancer, lung cancer, colon cancer, and prostate cancers. But in South Africa, it's important for us to actually take note that apart from those four cancers that I've mentioned, breast, lung, colorectal, and prostate, we also have cervical cancer. So this is cancer of the cervix, and it's quite prevalent. We also have the childhood cancers. So childhood cancers have just been named as a top priority by the World Health Organization. And so for South Africa, we look at the priority cancers, and this is based on burden, like how much there is in the country,
right,
and the detrimental effects. So we have the top five cancers, which I just mentioned: lung, breast, colorectal, prostate, and cervical cancer, plus childhood cancers. However, I have not mentioned the fact that there's skin cancer, which we should also be aware of. With skin cancer, yes, there's a tendency of people to think that skin cancer only affects people that have less melanin, and then people of color do not get skin cancer.
Oh.
But everybody can get skin cancer, and it's important to take note of that.
Right, yeah. Right. So how do these cancers develop, Doctor?
So in terms of the development of the cancers, like I mentioned, the cells of the body, they keep dividing every day, every minute, every second. And what determines that cell division is the genetics of an individual, the DNA. So you have the DNA, and this can be specific to families, and this is where you can say maybe the DNA was not dividing properly, which you'd call a mutation. So you have the mutation of a gene, and that can be passed on in families. And that's where you can start saying that, oh, okay, so this in this family, they have breast cancer. They tend to have breast cancer. That's why in a particular family, if you've had relatives that have been diagnosed with cancer, it's important for you to be doing regular screening so that it can be picked up early and you can get treated.
Let's talk
then
about
lifestyle as well.
Yes.
So, yes. So the use of tobacco has been highly implicated. We also need to watch our body mass index. That is, we watch our weight. We need to watch our consumption of alcohol. And the lack of physical activity, all these have been implicated in increasing development of cancer. So it's very important to watch the way we live, our lifestyle.
Is that to
also say, of note? Sorry.
Is that to
yes,
say?
I just wanted to.
Yeah. Okay. Go on.
I wanted to say also of note, I know I've mentioned genetics, I've mentioned lifestyle, but you also have what we call infection-related cancers. So there's an interlink between infections and cancers. And one of the notable infections is HIV. So we do have what we call HIV-related cancers as well.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my curiosity, doctor, is about these examples you gave that you must watch your weight, you must watch your alcohol consumption. Is that to say people who have a perfect body mass index and have never drunk alcohol in their lives, they're not susceptible to these cancers?
No, actually, that's not to say that they're not susceptible to cancers. And that's why questions have been raised where someone says, I actually work out twice a week or every day.
Yeah.
And I watch my weight. I watch what I eat. There are different ways. So when I say like our lifestyle, sometimes you might not have full control of what you eat, but you can try to eat the right food, because even what you take in, for example, I'll just give a simple example, and I'm not saying that people that take spicy food, it's a problem. No.
Right.
But it has been found that taking a lot of spicy food can increase the problem of stomach ulcers, peptic ulcers, and an increased occurrence of the peptic ulcers, the stomach ulcers, can predispose one to having stomach cancer.
Okay. So, what are some early warning signs that should never be ignored?
Yeah, no, we should never ignore some of these signs that are, and I'm going to pick out the ones that people can just think, oh no, it's okay. Although with breast cancer, I think there's been adequate messaging out there that if you see that there's a lump in your breast, you should make sure that you go and get it checked. For the breast as well, sometimes you have like dimpling of the breast just near the nipple where you see some skin changes. It's important to actually have that checked as well. So as you notice, I'm actually picking out a particular organ or a particular part of the body. So with things like colorectal cancer, one might just have unexplained weight loss. You see, and this is not specific. That's the problem. So blood in stool, unusual stool shape, or even, you know, a change in your bowel movement, or you just have, you're interchanging between diarrhea and constipation, and it's unexplained. It's always nice to get checked, because as much as we know that diseases like, or cancers like colorectal cancer should appear when one is much, much older, we are seeing younger people, and when I say younger people, below 50 years old,
right,
even below 40 at times, getting colorectal cancer. So it's important to look out for all these. So it also just depends on the symptoms. So if it's a lump, and I've said in the breast, or it can even be on the skin, some skin changes where maybe your skin has become a little darker than where it should be, and there's a small mole or something, and you're just ignoring it, it's growing. It's important to have that checked.
Okay. And you've
and sometimes you'll have unexplainable symptoms, like you're just getting tired.
Right.
You know where someone's just feeling tired, they're not sure what the cause is.
Right.
It could be an infection, yes, but I think it's always nice to have regular health checks.
Okay. And you do not give an example of prostate cancer. A couple of weeks ago, as Adventist men, we were talking about this prostate cancer. Give us some signs, early warning signs of prostate cancer.
Okay, so with prostate cancer, and for those that may not know, prostate cancer occurs in the males because they are the ones with the organ, the prostate. So prostate cancer, one needs to look out for blood in urine, any difficulty in passing urine. You might have pain around your pelvic area, or you might be wanting to urinate, to pass urine more frequently. And all these that I've said, they can also be signs of someone just having a urinary tract infection.
Right.
Yes. But nevertheless, even a urinary tract infection needs to be treated.
Right.
So you should seek help if you're experiencing any of these.
Okay.
Or sometimes it might just be very much lower back pain, like the tip of your backbone,
right,
where you're feeling some pain.
Right, right. And why is cancer awareness important for both individuals and communities?
It's very much important. And I'm just going to pick from the prostate cancer that you mentioned. So with prostate cancer, yes, I've mentioned the symptoms, but I think we shouldn't even be getting to that point where you're having those symptoms. It's what you call screening for prostate cancer or screening for these cancers. So for prostate cancer, there's a blood test. I know traditionally people would not be very happy to hear that they need to get screened for prostate cancer because they felt it was an invasive process because it would be a physical examination,
yes,
of someone's rectum.
Yes.
But now we've got the blood test, the prostate surface antigen test. So it's just, you just go, it's a small prick, just
right,
like drawing blood for anything.
Right.
And then they can check the levels of the PSA. And depending on the levels, if they're suspicious, that's when you can move to the next step to investigate one further. So
right,
I think the screening is very important.
All right.
And that, for breast cancer, it's also just the breast check. And it's important to raise awareness because people need to know what the effects of what cancer is, what the effects are, what the signs are, the early warning signs especially,
right,
because they also need to understand their risk.
Okay.
Like I mentioned earlier when we started talking, I said, if there's a family member of mine that has been diagnosed with breast cancer, I should know that I'm most likely at risk.
Right.
So I should look out for the early warning signs, which I should have been educated about already. I should have been, you know, made aware of what these signs are.
Right.
So the earlier the detection of cancer, the better the treatment and the quality of the life after that.
Right.
So knowing risk factors helps individuals to make that informed decision, you know, regarding their lifestyle.
Mm. Okay, got it. That's only just the beginning, Doctor. Thank you very much for making time for us. We have an entire week to traverse this journey on understanding cancer. For today, thank you very much, Doctor, and have a wonderful day further.
Thank you.
All right, that's our guest. Thank you very much, Doc. That's our guest for this segment, our Grow Model, Dr. Judith Mwanza Kambwafile, talking to us about understanding cancer. We'll continue our conversation about cancer for the rest of the week. Do not miss it.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.